This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to your favourite place, which is Learning the Hard Way with Catherine McKenzie. And if you're new here, I'm going to fill you in. This is where we talk about my worst mistakes ever across my five jobs before 17. So I started working when I was like 13, 14, and I've had five jobs since. And I tend to make the craziest mistakes when I'm there. I don't know how I do it, but I do. And I thought, what's the best way to get over it? Then tell everyone. So I'm here sharing my most embarrassing moments to hopefully remind you that whatever mistake you can make, I can make better. Now, people tell me that this is my best one. Like, this is the worst story they've heard. So I would love to see your opinion on that if you've listened to the other episodes, because I don't think this is as bad as other things that I've done. But I'll let you guys be the judge of that. And the story starts, it was in the summer, so I was like looking for another job to have alongside my normal waitressing job during the holidays. And I wanted it to be during the day, and because of my food experience, I naturally fell into fast food. I hope you guys have your seatbelts on, because I had no idea what I was getting into when I started this. So you can imagine what went down when you're like unprepared, right? The brief for the job was, before I found it, I can work during the day, the hours are consistent, so I can like plan my life around it. I would do casual, but I was just hoping for something more like part-timey. And I could quit like after 3 months, you know? And so I found this independent little fast food place. They had a store in Auckland and they were opening their first one in Hamilton. So they were getting like brand new employees. This was a brand new place. And when I interviewed for it, it was already open. So I didn't have like the opening day experience. They must have had employees before me, but I just remember I saw their Facebook ad, so I like emailed them my CV, you know, cover letter. I was, you know, using my natural charm on them, and they emailed me back at like 9 p.m. and they were like, can you come right now for an interview and an induction? And bless my parents, because again, I still couldn't drive at this point. I was still too young. And they drove me all the way out there at like 9 o'clock at night for my silly little interview and induction. And I talked to them for about 15 minutes. And then they took me around the place, gave me a little tour, and they were like, okay, sweet, you're hired. I was like, perfect, that was so easy. So I started working the very next day, and I worked at night, which, as you know, I wasn't in my brief. So I was really hoping to get on the day shift. So I made sure that when I was working at night, I was absolutely onto it. Like, I hope I'm a pretty fast learner normally, but I was making sure that I was, you know, getting everything perfect. Like, I was so locked in, okay, so that they would move me to the day shift. And they saw that I was getting the hang of it quite quickly, and they were like, okay, like, do you want to work a little bit more? Like, we've got extra shifts coming up, and we don't think you really need to be trained that much anymore. You can just kind of, like, learn as you go. I was like, yes, please. So I then increased my hours, which did include a day shift. And I had my first day shift, and the manager was there, and he met me like outside, and he was like teaching me how to turn on fryers, teaching me how to do XYZ, and he brought me through the whole day and we did it together, right? I finished at like 3 p.m, went to my other job, worked during the night at my other restaurant, and then I went home. Perfect, right? Fitting my brief. And I was like, this place is great. I am so excited. After the first day, before I went home, he was like, okay, so you know how you're working tomorrow? I'm not going to be there. And I was like, okay, like, will the owner? Because it was an owner and a manager. And he was like, no, we don't have anyone except you. And I didn't even think anything of it. I was like, okay, great. Like, after my one training day, I've got this. I can open up the place. And he was like, I'm going to be there, but just I'm going to be 2 hours later. Like, I need you to like do the opening bit by yourself. And I was like, okay, sweet. And he showed me the hiding place for the key, and he was very serious when he was showing me, can I just say. He was like, do not tell anyone where it is, don't tell your friends, da da da, because it wasn't a very good hiding spot, so maybe I do get it. And the key was the same color as the building, so it wouldn't have taken long if you found the key to figure out which building it unlocks, because it was not a normal color. Anyways, I remember like going home that night and I was like telling my parents and I was like, damn, I am a little bit nervous. Maybe I'm not ready for this, because I don't know if you guys know like how to turn on a deep fryer, but if you do it wrong, you can actually set the thing on fire. Like, and I had to turn on deep fryers, I had to turn on grills, and I was like, surely nothing will go bad. But he did kind of freak me out when he was teaching me, because he was like, if you do this before this, the deep fryer might set on fire. Whoa. I don't know why I wasn't phased in the moment, but I was only phased that night when I realized I was going to have to wake up the next day and do that. But I did it anyway. I don't know why. I did it anyway. And it didn't even, like, it wasn't even a red flag for me. I was just kind of like, oh, like, this is a bit tough, but okay. So I went in the next morning, I unlocked, I opened up, and I was fine from memory, except I remember I was like a little bit late, like I was like running behind and customers were coming in and I wasn't like fully set up. But I feel like that happens every time you like open for the first time. But anyways, it went smoothly, and then my manager came 2 hours later and we did the rest of the shift together and everything went good. And he was very impressed that I was able to do it alone, which kind of freaked me out, because I guess he was expecting me to mess something up. So I guess he didn't even think it was like possible to do everything right after seeing it once. But he was very impressed with me, and he was like, okay, so do you want to start working some more day shifts? And I was like, yes, please. Like, that was my plan. I've got another job, to be fully honest with you, and I want to work there during the night. And he was like, okay, cool. When do you want to work? I'll let you pick. And I was like, sweet. I was like, okay, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like, that'll be my schedule. And he was like, okay, perfect. I'm not going to text you your shifts anymore. Those are going to be your shifts. Just assume that you're working there. And if anything needs to change, you text me and let me know. And I was like, let's go. Can I just say, we got to give myself a bit of credit. Even though this place was a little bit crazy, look at me go. I already had the hours that I want, already impressed the boss. I was only like a week in. Anyways, back to the story. I now was doing like my 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. shifts, opening up. They would just let me take the key home, and I would open up the place and work with me, my manager, and someone in the back cooking. And then 1 week turned into 2 weeks, and I'd been there for a month. And my manager was like, I don't think you need me anymore. You know, like, the opening rush is kind of gone. I think you got this on your own. I was like, okay, sweet. All I have to do is serve the people, make the fries, do what I've always been doing. So I did it. And then he was like, I think it's time that you learn, like, the back of house. So, like, breading the chicken, cooking the burgers, frying the chicken, all of that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then after, like, 2 weeks of helping out the guy at the back and learning, he was like, I don't think you need the guy at the back anymore either. And I was like, I remember being like, no, it's not possible. There's no way that you can greet someone, take their order, go to the back, cook their food, cook their fries, make their drinks, and give it out to them in a reasonable amount of time with one person. He was like, nah, we do it at the Auckland store the whole time. You're good. So I said, okay. And I started working alone. And we were like surrounding like office buildings. So we did have like a really bad lunch rush, because not only was like everyone from this office building like coming down to try the food, but they had like a time limit for their break. You know, they only had like 30 minutes to an hour. So when we would take a long time, I would feel so guilty, because people would be like, it's my lunch break, I don't have time. And then you'd give them a refund and they would have to go back to work hungry, you know? So there was, I felt so guilty working there when I was slow by myself. But after the first like couple days, again, like I got the hang of it and I started going a bit quicker and I was kind of learning the ropes. But they're like, they put out this ad on Instagram, I think, and we low-key started getting a lot of traction. And at this point, I thought that the rest of the employees just weren't working when I was working. Later on, I realized that they were all like falling off. They were all quitting. Like, so the original hire pool that I was a part of, I was the only one left, and I had now been there for about 5 weeks. So they told me, they were like, oh, we need to hire 2 people. Do you know anyone? And I was like, yeah, of course. And they were like, okay, but you need to be serious about your recommendation, because, like, we're probably going to hire them. And I was like, okay, perfect. At this point, my sister, who had been away, like on a gap year, she'd come home and she was looking for a job. And I thought, great, I know you and I know that you can work. And then I also sent a message to a couple of my friends, and I got them to send their CVs in, and he interviewed them. And again, I was there for the interview because I was working during the day. And he kind of did the same thing with me. Like, he talked to them for about, like, 5-10 minutes, took them on a tour, and then, boom, they were hired. So now I had somebody helping me during the day because we had, like, extra customers coming in. I then couldn't do it by myself. So they would kind of do the front of house stuff while I would do, like, the back of house stuff that I'd learned. And then my other friend was working during the night. And then we started getting even busier. So they hired another person who was just from, like, Facebook, who had been emailing. And they started having three people during the day, which was me, my sister, and my friend. And we only worked one shift altogether before, like, it turned to chaos. So remember how I have this other job? I always told them, because they would go out for errands and they'd leave me by myself. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I don't mind if you go, but you have to be back before 3. Because I have to go at 3 to get to my other job at time. I have to go at 3 to get to my other job on time, right? And they were like, yeah, that's fine, of course. One day, it was when my friend was new. My sister kind of learned the ropes already, but again, I was the only one that knew the back of house stuff. They didn't come back in time. It was 3 o'clock and I was like gonna go to my other job and they weren't back. And she was freaking out. She was like, what do I do if da 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 da? What do I do if someone asks me for chicken? What do I do? And I was kind of trying to brief her on everything really quickly. But then again, there's some stuff that you just cannot teach someone in 10 minutes. Like, you can't teach someone all of that in time. So I told her, I was like, honestly, just say no. Just if you really don't think you can give it to them in a good amount of time and, like, for good quality, then I'd rather you not give them anything, to be honest. And I had to leave her. And I remember the next day I came to work. And they put a message in the group chat and they were like, we saw that, like, we had 0 orders for this type of chicken after this time and we're really disappointed and we want to know what happened. And I remember thinking, like, what did you guys think was going to happen? She doesn't know how to cook it. How was she supposed to give it out? And after the message, I was especially fuming because, I don't know, it felt kind of disrespectful to me that we had this agreement that they were going to be back on time and they didn't take me seriously when I said that I had to go. And so when they came in the next day, I was like, guys, I have to talk to you about this because, like, I'm really not having it. And they sat me down and they didn't even let me talk before they were like, no, we need to tell you something. And I was like, okay, take the stage, go on. And they were like, we really love how you've been leading. You know, you've been our longest employee. I had been there for 5 weeks, by the way. But they said you'd been our longest employee. And we think it's about time that you can step into a leadership role. We want to make you manager. Oh my God. I remember at the time I knew, I was like, this is a bit weird because I'd only been here for 5 weeks. Like, what possibly do you think I can manage? I still had questions. But I also thought, I'm only going to work here for like 3 months. And they told me they would give me a $2 pay rise. So I thought, hell yeah, make me manager. And at this time, I didn't know that it was actually legal to be manager without a manager's certificate. Like, they can make you supervisor, I'm pretty sure, but not manager without a manager's certificate. And I also think you have to be, is it 20 to do the test to get a manager's certificate? It's like 18 or 20, I think. So it was physically impossible for me to actually be manager, but I didn't know that at the time. And all I knew was that I was going to get a $2 pay rise for doing a little bit more work. So I was like, yeah. And I knew in the moment that they were just saying that so that I wouldn't get mad at them for the situation earlier when they left. But I also thought, I'm only going to work there for a couple more months. Whatever. So I didn't bring it up. I did it a little bit. I was like, I just want to let you guys know that the reason why we didn't sell that chicken is because there was no one here to make it. And I had to go. And they were like, yeah, it's whatever. And then I left it. And I went on my merry way. Except now I was a manager. And I want to remind you that I'm working with my friend from school and my older sister by 3 years. So as you can imagine, the managing was not effective at all. And I had a hard time telling them off or like telling them what they were doing wrong because I knew them. And then at the same time, sometimes I was like, come on, guys, pick up the slack. Like, you know, it depended what I was asking them about. If they were doing like a genuinely bad job and they didn't know, I'd have a really hard time telling them. If they were like standing around and talking, I'd be like, nah, manager Katie here, like, you have to start cleaning now. And it was fun and games and it was great. I, at this point, was having the time of my life because me, my sister, and my friend were working alone in the store and they just trusted us. So you can imagine how good it was for a teenager's like summer job. I was having the time of my life, but honestly, it didn't last. I think they realized that we were still kids at heart and I was not manager quality yet. But before they realized, we had one bad day. We had one bad day. So this day, I go in and I open up the restaurant as per usual. Do it, turn on the fryers, you know, like do all the, like make the fries, do all the normal routines that you would. And everything was normal, right? Turned on the fries as normal. They went up to temp as normal. I took the temps for the fridges and the freezers. That was all normal. And we were all good. My friend comes in a little bit later and then my sister a little bit later for the lunch rush. And we're doing the lunch rush and I'm making the chicken and they're doing the orders and the fries and stuff. And they came to the back while I was like making the chicken. They were like, oh my God, like look at this. And some lady had brought back her chicken because it was like fully raw on the inside. It was real pink. And I was like, oh my God, like that's crazy because we cook the chicken on a timer. Like I cook the chicken on the same timer every single day and it's fine. But I was like, okay, whatever. Like I apologize to the lady. Again, she was on her lunch break. So she didn't have time to get like another batch of chicken, but I gave her a refund. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know how this happened. We do it on a timer. You know, it must have just been bad luck. I make more chicken, a lot more chicken that day. And like 20 minutes later, somebody else comes and they're like, my chicken is raw, my chicken is raw. And they're like obviously freaking out, as you would, because I wouldn't want to bite into raw chicken. And I take a look at it, I'm like, what the hell? Because I am cooking it on the timer plus like 30 seconds extra. I'm leaving it in for a little bit more because the last lady, and it's still not cooked. Like I cook it on the same temperature every day. What the heck? And all the other chicken is fine. So I know it's not the deep fryer because A, I took the temps in the morning. B, the chicken tenders, the chicken burgers, like they're all fine. It's just these chicken wings. So I'm like, I'm so sorry, give them a refund because he was also on his lunch break. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a test batch of chicken just to see what's happening. Is it everyone or no? And I did a test batch and cut it open, completely raw on the inside. I was like, what the heck is going on? And we looked at the reviews because at this point, our managers were really into reviews. And we saw that there was like 5 or 6 one-star reviews for having raw chicken, like across our delivery and our lunch service. So there was like way more cases of this raw chicken and no one had told us, right? So I started freaking out because I didn't want to get anyone sick. Like I felt so guilty. Also, how am I supposed to fix this problem? I've got this mystery raw chicken thing going on. So after my test batch, I'm like investigating everything. I'm investigating the deep fryer. I'm frying all sorts of things in there. Everything else is coming up fine other than the chicken. And I go to grab like another like piece of chicken to go test. And I realize that it's really, really cold. And obviously we keep it in the chiller. But it hadn't occurred to me before that moment that it was a lot more solid than usual. Because I guess I'd been going too fast and it was lunch rush and I just do this all the time. I realized that the chicken was frozen, even though it was kept in the chiller. And I just want to let you know, it's about 3 p.m. at this point. So we'd been open for a good couple hours. I had been deep frying frozen chicken for the same amount of time that I would deep fry chilled chicken because it was supposed to be in the fridge. And so the screen on the fridge was showing up the same temp as a freezer. But obviously something was going wrong because the box that was closest to like the fan that the cold water comes out of, it was frozen. And I was like, oh my God. So we had like 2 chillers. We moved everything into the second chiller that we normally put fries in. And we had to like leave the fries out because I thought I'd rather lose stock and fries than stock and chicken. And I called the fridge guy and I was like, oh my God, like I've got this catastrophe. Can you come save me? He was like, yes, of course. He was actually really nice. And he came and he fixed the chiller. We put everything back in and it took like an hour. We like didn't serve chicken at that point because I was traumatized and I didn't want to give anyone else raw chicken. So we said no to serving chicken for that period of time. And everything went back to normal. But I was like, I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit shaken because I was like, oh. Like, this isn't, like, this is serious. Like, I could have seriously gotten someone sick. And I'm so glad those people complained because I would have never known. But also, I was asking my sister, my friend, I was like, what do I do now? Do I call the boss and tell them that they happened? They're not even in Hamilton. They're going to get so mad at me. I was freaking out. And for some reason, they told me They're like, only tell them when you see them in person. So only tell them when you see them next. And I was like, okay, whatever. For the rest of the day, because you can't take down a Google review, but they do like weight your reviews. So because we had so many one stars, it brought down our whole store's like rating to a one star. And I was like, oh my God, like the least I can do is fix their store's rating, right? Because my owner and the manager, they're going to be so mad. So we worked the whole day to get as many 5-star reviews from our customers as we could. We worked so hard. And we eventually got it back up to a 5 out of 5, which was crazy in one day. But we got it back to a 5 out of 5. I fixed the problem. And the next day, I didn't see them. They didn't come in. And this was normal. Like, they wouldn't tell me. They would just kind of pop in. And then I did actually have some customers, though, come back and they were like, I ate here yesterday and I had raw chicken. Like, please make sure it doesn't happen again. First of all, I was like, why wouldn't you tell me on the day? Second of all, I was like, why would you come back to a place that served you raw chicken? But I explained to the store. I was like, oh my God, the chiller froze. And like, I haven't been here that long. I just didn't notice. Like, I'm so sorry. And they were really nice, actually. I didn't get any mean customers that day, which I'm so surprised. But I didn't see the manager and the owner for another week. And they never asked me about the reviews. When I did see them, there was a whole nother dilemma going on because they ordered the wrong size sign for the front of the store and they didn't order the size that I told them to. So then the guy came to put up the sign, it didn't fit. So I was stressed out with that problem the next time I saw them and I forgot to tell them. And they never got brought up. Well, I'm sure they would have known because I think they would have read the reviews. But I never told them that the fridge had to be fixed. I never told them I had to call the guy. I assumed they would have paid the invoice and like figured it out. But we never talked about it. And we really should have. That wasn't great on my behalf as a manager. But I do want to let you know that they actually were faking my pay slips the whole time. So when it came time for my tax refund, there was like no evidence of me ever working there on my tax refund. And the amount that I earned there, which was a lot, wasn't recorded. And I asked them about it and they're like, yeah, we're really sorry. Like an accountant messed it up. But remember, guys, my sister worked there. My friend worked there. We all had the same problem. And we were like, yo, like your accountant's got to be pretty bad if we weren't ever paying tax the whole time we were working there. So I do think they scammed me a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. Because they were deducting my tax from my pay slips, but they weren't actually paying the tax. And I wasn't actually registered as a worker, you know? So I don't really feel bad about the situation after I found out that. But it's the worst. Oh, yeah, I felt so guilty in the moment. And I still do, actually, talking about it. And in the end, they actually sent me a text like a couple months ago and asked me to come back and work there because they've opened a new store. So I guess the moral of the story with this one, I feel like I'm ending this one on a sad note. It's just raw chicken. No, it's not just raw chicken. But the moral of the story on this one is sometimes being the manager isn't actually the best thing to do. Sometimes it's better to stay the part-time casual employee. And that's all from me today. I feel so weird leaving it on that note, but I can't wait to see you next time. And like I said, people argue that this is the worst one. So if it makes you feel better, it doesn't get any worse from here. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.